great Monday morning, beloved. And once again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we begin our week and our day together in God's Word. So today, we are in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. And today's reading opens with brief instructions about the appropriate behavior of slaves within the household of God, reflecting the Greco-Roman culture of the first century. The reading then discusses the richness that faith brings to life, not monetary riches, but rather spiritual fulfillment. Warnings are given against falling into temptation because of the desire for wealth and about the danger of trusting in wealth rather than in God. Believers are admonished to share generously the resources they have received from God. And God's saving word for us as we begin this week is encouragement. Remember, it doesn't cost us a nickel to greet somebody, to wish them well, to proclaim God's blessings in their life, and what a difference that just may make to their day. So let's begin reading 1 Timothy chapter 6 at verse 1. Those who are slaves must consider their masters worthy of all respect, so that no one will speak evil of the name of God and of our teaching. Slaves belonging to Christian masters must not despise them, for they are believers too. Instead, they are to serve them even better, because those who benefit from their work are believers whom they love. You must teach and preach these things. Whoever teaches a different doctrine and does not agree with the true words of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the teaching of our religion is swollen with pride and knows nothing. He has an unhealthy desire to argue and quarrel about words, and this brings on jealousy, disputes, insults, evil suspicions, and constant arguments from people whose minds do not function and who no longer have the truth. They think that religion is a way to become rich. Well, religion does make us very rich if we are satisfied with what we have. What did we bring into the world? Nothing. Well, what can we take out of the world? Nothing. So then if we have food and clothes, that should be enough for us. But those who want to get riches fall into temptation and are caught in the trap of many foolish and harmful desires, which pull them down to ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a source of all kinds of evil. Some have been so eager to have it that they have wandered away from the faith and have broken their hearts with many sorrows. But you, man of God, avoid all these things. Strive for righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Run your best in the race of faith and win eternal life for yourself. For it was to this life that God called you when you firmly professed your faith before many witnesses. Before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who firmly professed his faith before Pontius Pilate, I command you to obey your orders and keep them faithfully until the day when our Lord Jesus Christ will appear. His appearing will be brought about at the right time by God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He alone is immortal. He lives in the light so that no one can approach. No one has ever seen him. No one can ever see him. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. Command those who are rich in the things of this life not to be proud, but to place their hope not in uncertain things such as riches, but in God, who generously gives us everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good works, and to be generous and ready to share with others. In this way, they will store up for themselves a treasure in which will be a solid foundation for the future, and then they will be able to win the life which is true life. Timothy, keep safe that which has been entrusted to your care. Avoid the profane talk and foolish arguments of what some people wrongly call knowledge. for some have claimed to possess it and as a result have lost the way of faith. God's grace be with you all. And today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, where Paul writes, strive for righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. You know, it is, we are admonished, we are told to live disciplined lives. And by living disciplined lives, we determine what is important, what our life goals are, and then we can weigh every option that we have, option to do this or be involved in that activity or, you know, whatever it may be, as to will this help me attain my ultimate goal? And in our day, as in Paul and Timothy's day, you have people that are all caught up in arguing and trying to debate doctrine and things like that. And Paul says it's emptiness. The only people that get involved with disputes like that are people that are full of pride. We have too much ahead of us to waste our time on things that are motivated by pride. Let's pray. Generous and loving God, all we have is yours, and I want to use your resources wisely. Forgive me when I'm concerned only with my own desires. Open my eyes and heart to the ways in which I can use the resources in my care to serve your people. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 2 Timothy chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul gives personal advice to Timothy. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.